Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense. The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
The mutual program The Crime Club, adapted from the Doubleday Publishing Company's imprint, which was crime books. This episode was originally broadcast 73 years ago, July 17th, 1947. Death Deals a Diamond. We thank you for joining us on this Sunday, 17th day of July, 198th day of the year, 167 days until we get to 2023. Spain ceding Florida to the U.S. on this date in 1821. Spain surrendering to the U.S. at Santiago, Cuba on this date in 1898, ending the Spanish-American War. In 1938, Wrong Way Corrigan took off from New York, purportedly aiming for California, ended up landing in Ireland. There are some people that think that he was planning on going to Ireland all along. President Truman, Soviet leader Joseph Stalin, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill met on this date in 1945 at the opening of the Potsdam Conference. Disneyland opening on this date in 1955. The American Apollo and Soyuz spacecraft linked up for the first time on this date in 1975. American Apollo spacecraft, Soviet Soyuz spacecraft linking up on this date in 1975. In 1980, President Reagan accepting the Republican presidential nomination.
Together, let us make this a new beginning. Let us make a commitment to care for the needy, to teach our children the virtues handed down to us by our families, to have the courage to defend those values and virtues and the willingness to sacrifice for them.
President Reagan on this date in 1980. On this date in 1996 at 8:19 in the evening, TWA flight 800 took off from JFK Airport, headed out over Long Island toward Paris. 12 minutes later, the plane exploded.
The Coast Guard received a call at 8:30 p.m. tonight of an explosion 10 miles south of Ridges Inlet. It has been confirmed that it is a 747.
Looked like a flare, and then it just, I watched it for a couple seconds, and all of a sudden it just, like, split into two big balls of flame.
You know when, like, a rocket shoots up and it spreads out, but then it usually disappears, but it just came out of nowhere. It just blew up and kept falling. Huge flame.
It just exploded. You saw just a burst of flame, and it was all black around, and then you saw, like, another piece fall off.
Bunch of debris that's the bodies floating around here.
Two explosions. It was just mostly bright red up in the air. It was terrible.
Me and my fiance were walking along the beach, and we started walking, and all of a sudden we just seen in the sky like a piece of, it was a bolt of flame, but also it was just like a piece of metal just happened to fall down.
All 230 on board perished. There's still no explanation as to what happened. Terrorism remains a suspected cause. 6 months into the investigation, National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Jim Hall quoted as saying, "All three theories, a bomb, a missile, or mechanical failure, remain." F.W. Woolworth Company closed after 117 years in business on this date in 1997. I love the Woolworth stores, but the Internet, among other things, killed them. Walmarts and Kmarts didn't help. The supersonic aircraft Concorde brought back into service nearly a year after the July 2000 crash on this date in 2001. It would be permanently retired in 2003. Noise, the biggest issue. Billie Holiday passing away on this date, as did musician John Coltrane. Bruiser Brody murdered in Puerto Rico on this date in 1998. Also passing away, publisher Catherine Graham, author Mickey Spillane, and journalist actor Walter Cronkite. This is the birth date of actor James Cagney. I had some wonderful comments. We played a show of an adaptation of Johnny Got His Gun that Jimmy Cagney starred in, and it was a remarkable piece, and a lot of you liked it. Art Linkletter, also born on this date. The very funny Phyllis Diller, also born today. Gordon Gould, the inventor of the laser, born on this date. The man behind all the music from the Charlie Brown TV show, the early one, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. No, was it Merry Christmas? Yeah. Anyway, Vince Guaraldi, born on this date. The first African-American to star on a long-running network TV series, Diane Carroll, born on this date. Spencer Davis from the Spencer Davis Group, born on this date. Gonna Take a Lot of Love, Nicoletta Larson, born on this date. And the delightful Phoebe Snow, all born on this date in history. The man behind the crazy, crazy PDQ Bach, Peter Schickele, 87 today, as is Donald Sutherland. David Hasselhoff, the Hoff, is 70 today, and country singer Luke Bryan is 46. Those just a few of the people who celebrate the 17th day of July as their birthday, and if this happens to be your birthday...
Hi, we're the four freshmen, and we just want to say, happy birthday to you!
And from 75 years ago today, July 17th, 1947, Mutual's The Crime Club. Death Deals a Diamond. That's up next on this Sunday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by Med Diet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you.
And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer.
We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get pain magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, we go back 75 years, July 17th, 1947. The Crime Club, Death Deals a Diamond. Somebody answer the phone.
Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I'm the librarian.
I'm the librarian.
Death Deals a Diamond.
Death Deals a Diamond.
Yes, we have that story for you. Come right over. Ah, you're here. Good. Take the easy chair by the window. Comfortable? The manuscript is on this shelf. Here it is, Death Deals a Diamond, the very exciting story of a brilliant play that was finessed by murder. Let's look at it under the reading lamp. Hal Hampton had been in the diamond business, taking without paying. And then one day he heard a judge say, 5 years in the state prison. And Hal Hampton was no longer in the diamond business. Our story begins early one evening, 5 years and 3 weeks later. Hal was in his room at the Midtown Hotel, trying to forget the past and wondering what to do about the future, when there came a knock, knock, knocking at the door. Not expecting anyone, he opened it anyway.
Hello, Hal.
So what's the big idea?
Don't argue with me, sweetheart. I might get nervous and shoot.
What do you want?
Ask me in first. Oh, come on. Be a gentleman.
Well, there's not much I can do about it, is there?
Would you mind if we left the door open just a little bit?
Company outside?
I like cross ventilation.
Okay.
Behave yourself and it won't be in you.
What's your name?
Myra Keith. Don't look so hard. You've never met me before.
I wasn't exactly looking at your eyes, honey. Who sent you here?
I work for the Lawless Detective Agency.
You don't say.
No wisecracks. The boss's name happens to be Sam Lawless.
All right, Myra, what's this all about?
I want the diamonds you stole from Randy's jewelry store.
What?
$500,000 worth. And don't tell me you didn't take them.
Now, look, I just finished a 5-year stretch. I've just been out 3 weeks.
I know all about it. But I'm talking about yesterday when you walked out of Mr. Randy's office with a tray full of diamonds.
Who told you that?
Mr. Randy.
Yeah? Why didn't he yell for the police?
He couldn't at the time. No, he'd rather not. He wants his diamonds, and he's willing to pay $25,000 to get them.
Go on, Myra. You're beginning to fascinate me.
Mr. Randy doesn't want publicity, that's all. He's got a high-class trade.
So I see.
Well, Mr. Hampton?
It just occurred to me that I'm feeling fine. I've got nothing to worry about.
I'm glad to hear that, pal.
What? Oh. Is that the cross-ventilation?
Mm-hmm. Sam Lawless, the boss.
With a gun, no less. Well, two guns are better than one.
Shut up, Al. You're still an amateur, Myra. You should have had this guy hanging on the ropes by now.
You didn't give me a chance, Sam.
He's only a crook, and Mr. Randy's giving him a break. 25 grand instead of 20 years in jail. Shut up, or I'll give you the gun across the kisser.
Well, you're a tough guy, huh?
Listen, you ex-con.
Sam.
Okay, baby. I've got plenty of time to draw blood. Let's search the room. You take that chest of drawers, and I'll pull the bed apart. Just a couple of amateurs, huh? This is only the beginning, pal.
Okay, let me know when you're through, and I'll tell you where else to look.
Sam, come here.
You find them, baby?
Just come over here and take a look at what was under a pile of handkerchiefs.
Yeah. So you don't hide things in a chest of drawers, do you, Hal?
Where'd that diamond come from?
Look at him, Myra. He's surprised.
You're framing me. You just planted that stone in there.
You tell us where you put the others, or we'll plant a stone over your head.
Now listen
to
me.
The others, Mr. Hampton, where are they?
Look around for yourself. You've got a knack for finding things.
Oh, he won't cooperate, Myra. Well, there's only one thing to do. Here, put these handcuffs on him.
With pleasure.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, don't be a problem, child. I wouldn't like to spank the life out of you, but you're going to anyway.
Not yet. First, we'll take a trip to my office. Mr. Randy is waiting for you with a lot of bad news.
Yeah.
No, no, Mr. Hampton. There's no need to be so upset.
Get these cuffs off me, Mr. Randy.
Sam, the man is very uncomfortable.
Maybe he'll talk faster.
Sorry, Mr. Hampton. I've done my best. Now, about those diamonds you stole from me.
Oh, nuts.
Please be more expressive. We know your reputation for slickness and charm. The most renowned diamond thief since the Great Raffles.
Thanks for the plug. Do I take a bow?
Unfortunately, I didn't know you yesterday when I let you into my store and into my office where I keep my greatest treasures.
Sure, sure.
Please don't deny that you were there, Mr. Hampton.
I've already done that.
I showed you a tray full of diamonds and you walked out with it while I was in the safe getting another. Very well. Myra, will you ask Mr. Brown to come in here?
Of course, Mr. Randy. Mr. Brown? He's not in this other room, Mr. Randy.
Well, look for him.
All right.
And now, Mr. Hampton, just in case you're wondering, Mr. Brown is one of my salesmen. He waited on you just before he turned you over to me.
Well, you've got the whole team out, haven't you?
Except the police. And I'll call them if you refuse to do business with me.
$25,000 worth?
That was my offer.
Grab it, Hal. Don't be a sucker. Oh, by the way, what does Sam get out of this deal?
Oh, a small service charge. Plus a very handsome reward of $5,000.
$30,000 just to get back your own merchandise? The insurance company ought to build you a monument, Randy.
Shall we talk about diamonds, Mr. Hampton?
You talk. I'm going.
Where to, Hal?
Sam, that gun's beginning to look like a double feature.
I hope it doesn't bore you, Hal.
Oh, excuse me, gentlemen.
Come in, Brown.
I was walking up and down in the hallway. It's so much cooler than in the... My handcuffs.
Yeah, seems to be the latest style, Brownie.
Brownie? Now, look here, young man. I don't like that. Why, Mr. Randy, this young man, he's the diamond thief.
Mr. Hampton denies that he was in my store, Brown.
He does? But that's ridiculous. I waited on you, Mr. Hampton, and I couldn't do a thing to please you.
Ah, go on. I bet you didn't even try, Brownie.
I was forced to ask Mr. Randy to take over. Then you and he went into his office. The next thing I knew, Mr. Randy was asking about you. He'd been robbed, and you had disappeared.
Does that settle it, Mr. Hampton?
Only from your angle, Randy, but you'll never get away with it.
You prefer to be stubborn. Very well, Sam, take over.
Right. I'll get the truth out of him.
I'm sure you will. Come along, Brown. We must get back to the store.
Yes, sir.
Myra, I want you and Sam to see that Mr. Hampton doesn't leave without my consent.
He won't, Mr. Randy. Will he, Sam?
I don't want to be disturbed, baby.
All right.
Now, Hal, it's just you and me. Do you want to talk while you've still got a mouth? Look, why don't you give me a break? I've just done 5 years. Get these cuffs off me.
Don't be sore, pal. I'm only doing my duty.
I promised Mr. Randy I'd get the truth out of you. And I've never welched on a promise to a client yet.
Sam?
It's no go, Myra.
You won't open up?
Nope.
Why'd you quit?
Listen, you can't beat an unconscious guy. That guy in the next room is out cold.
Why don't you use some water on him? I've been told it works miracles.
You're a pretty cold baby, Myra.
I don't like crooks.
Yeah? Well, I'm not so sure Hal's the crook in this case.
What?
No guy can take the beating I just gave him and keep his mouth shut.
Not even for $500,000 in diamonds?
I almost killed him, Myra. You heard him yelling?
I didn't hear him yell diamonds, Sam.
I tell you, he's innocent.
That goes okay with hearts and flowers. But we've got $5,000 tied up in a confession from Hal.
What makes you so anxious to get that confession?
You know, I've been told a girl can get a pretty good mink coat for half of $5,000.
That's all?
Maybe if I shop around, I can get a mink coat and a pair of shoes.
That confession wouldn't be tied up with a double cross, would it, baby?
What do you mean?
You found that diamond in Hal's room, in the chest of drawers.
So?
A very peculiar place for a diamond that wasn't planted.
Hold your horses, Sam.
Hal Hampton was one of the smartest con men in the business before he went to jail, and he's still smart. He wouldn't keep stolen property where it could be found.
You get your ideas late in life, don't you?
I get them when they count, honey. You palmed that stone, didn't you?
You're crazy.
You had it on you all the time. And when you went to that chest of drawers, you just parked it under the handkerchiefs.
You're getting crazier by the word.
You've got the rest of that fortune, too, baby.
Do tell. And who gave it to me?
Randy, maybe. For safekeeping?
Yeah?
Yeah. While Hal Hampton was being set up for 20 years.
Oh, get yourself locked up where it's good and quiet. You're becoming a menace.
I've got a better idea. What you've got, we're going to keep. That'll teach Randy never to trust anybody.
Would you double-cross a paying client?
50%, baby, of $500,000 in stones. Come on, take me to them. I'm dying for a split.
You better close that door, Sam.
What for?
Mr. Hampton may not be as unconscious as you think.
Okay. Now.
Now.
Hey, put down that gun, Myra.
Give me one good reason, Sam.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. I just want to see your apartment again. And you're going to take me there.
Huh? What for?
Diamonds, dear. You know what you said about me. Except this is with reverse English.
Oh.
Hal.
Watch me.
Myra, come on. Sit up.
Let me get at that guy. Get these cuffs off me.
They are off, honey.
What?
I took them off.
Oh. Thanks a half million. Was it before or after I died?
I don't blame you for being sore at me. I was all wrong about you, sweetheart. I mean it. You didn't steal those diamonds.
Oh, no.
Please believe me. I even convinced Sam you didn't.
Did it take much convincing?
A little.
And, you did it all for me.
Do you mind? You're so handsome.
No, I don't mind. Come here, baby.
See what I mean, Hal?
I see, not bad. Well, if you could only sound as good as you taste,
Hal,
this would be paradise.
You low-down heel, I should have let Sam kill you.
And what about a possibility?
You're no good to me at all. I tried to help you, I tried to get you out of the hole.
But you got me into
it. I didn't put that diamond under your handkerchief.
It wasn't on my laundry list, Blue Eyes.
I didn't put it there. Now, do you want to get out of this frame, or don't you?
I do, Myra, but not with your help.
You're going to get it, whether you like it or not. Now, listen. Mr. Andy and Sam Lawless had a meeting 3 days ago.
The first of a series, I suppose.
Sam didn't tell me what it was about. But I've got a hunch that you and Diamonds were on the agenda.
Keep going, Myra.
Randy's business hasn't been all it's cracked up to be. A lot of stock and a few customers, and you know how a man sees red.
And you think he's shifting stock to collect insurance?
I'm not to be quoted, Hal.
I'll keep it a state secret. Now, the diamonds.
I'm not sure. But Randy's too smart to stow them where they might be found.
But Sam isn't, huh?
Don't count your chickens before you can buy them. Sam Lawless is very smart. But he doesn't know I suspect him, and he might be just a wee bit careless.
Mm-hmm. And the logical place for that wee bit of carelessness?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll start with his apartment. You show me where.
I guess we're too late, Hal. Sam's gone.
Yeah. Well.
No use turning the doorknob, sweetie. Sam never leaves his door unlocked.
Never? Well, let's say hardly ever.
I don't like it, Hal. Something's wrong.
Oh, living room looks all right.
Well, the lights are on.
Would that room over there be the bedroom?
Hal?
Okay, just a point of information. Let's go look, then the next time you're asked, you'll know.
Thanks. You're so educational.
Well, let it. Holy smoke.
Sam.
Here we are, baby.
Sam, on the floor. How is he, Hal?
He was shot through the head.
Oh? Is he dead?
Don't you know, Myra?
What?
What were you doing while I was sleeping off that beating in Sam's office?
I was... Hal, did I ever call you a heel?
I think you did.
And you're a double heel if you think I killed him. In the first place, what for?
A sparkling motive, honey.
You're wrong. I don't know where the diamonds are, and I was only guessing about Sam. And in the second place, I haven't got wings.
Not the heavenly kind, anyway.
You were unconscious only about 10 minutes, and I brought you two.
That leaves me out.
Could I get here to Sam's apartment, kill him, and then get back to Sam's office in 10 minutes?
You could, if I was unconscious, say, half an hour.
But you...
Open it. I'll take it, Myra. Hello?
What? Let me speak to Myra Keats, please.
Why not? You, Myra. Sounds like Randy.
Oh? And he asked for me?
Maybe he knows what he's doing, huh?
Maybe.
From 75 years ago Thursday, July 17th, 1947, the Crime Club here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Remember our webpage, classicradio.stream. The news from 75 years ago when we continue. But first...
listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An estimated 70 million Americans are still coping with extreme heat. Forecasters say the blistering heat wave is expected to continue next week as a high-pressure dome from Texas moves westward. Search and recovery efforts continue in Pennsylvania, where 5 people were killed and 2 children are still missing after flash flooding in the Philadelphia area. The National Weather Service says more than 4.5 inches of rain fell in just 2 hours Saturday evening. Former President Trump says there are some good people running against him for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. Speaking on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, the former president acknowledged some of the Republican candidates could have a role in his administration if he's elected. It took almost 5 hours for Carlos Alcaraz to end the reign of Novak Djokovic at Wimbledon, winning a five-set thriller. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For tuning in to Classic Radio Theater here on your favorite station, an episode of Mutual's Crime Club, Death Deals a Diamond, as it was originally broadcast on Thursday, July 17, 1947, in the newspapers of that Thursday, 75 years ago. These were some of the headlines. Supported by planes and heavy gunfire, the Greek army launched a full-scale attack late yesterday on the approximately 2,500 guerrillas in the hills north of the Albanian border, that according to military sources. 300 irregulars reportedly wiped out in one engagement. The main guerrilla force believed withdrawing east in an attempt to make a junction with other leftists fighting in the Gramos mountain range. Military sources said the army and strafing planes were in hot pursuit, and that infantrymen were eliminating rear guard forces left behind to cover the withdrawal. The government eased up yesterday on some of its food procurement program for shortage areas to lessen pressure on domestic prices. It withdrew temporarily from the wheat market and announced that meat exports during the July through September quarter will be reduced about 89% from the previous quarter. It also announced it would stop buying eggs July 23rd for the purpose of supporting producer prices. Agriculture Department officials said these actions should not be interpreted, however, as indicating a change of policy of sharing this country's supplies with shortage areas to prevent hunger. They said the decision to stop for the time being the purchase of wheat was prompted by the fact that grain prices have advanced rather sharply during the past few days. They indicated a belief that if the government stood on the sidelines for a few days, the grain price advance might be halted. President Truman asked Congress yesterday to make this a better and richer land by spending $250 million in the next 12 months as the first step in a vast 10-year flood control program of desperate urgency for the Mississippi River Basin. He said that Congress, over a period of years, had authorized but provided no cash for Mississippi Basin flood control and related projects totaling nearly $6 billion. Of that amount, he said, from $3.5 billion to $4 billion is either directly or closely related to flood control. The president told Congress the 10-year flood control program should be tied in with irrigation and hydroelectric power projects, which he said will return to the Treasury a large share of the cost, but he pointed out repeatedly that flood control is the most pressing problem. The U.S. challenged Russia and the other great powers yesterday to give up their veto rights in drafting a peace treaty for Japan. It also suggested that a conference be held to begin work on the treaty in Washington or San Francisco beginning August 19th. The proposal for the conference announced by the State Department, in addition to changing the voting procedure from that followed from the great powers in working on the German, Austrian, and European satellite treaties, the American proposal would put original treaty drafting in the hands of 11 nations instead of simply the big powers. In London, authoritative sources expressed qualified approval of the U.S. proposal. And the Ahoskie, North Carolina Kiwanis Club, stung by bitter nationwide criticism, backed up yesterday to give a young war veteran a new 3200 Cadillac, just like he won in the Kiwanis lottery, but couldn't keep because he was a Negro. The club's board of directors voted to give 23-year-old Harvey Jones the car on recommendation of Dr. Charles W. Armstrong of Salisbury, North Carolina, president of Kiwanis International, who blasted the lottery as a violation of Kiwanis policies. The 23-year-old Jones, a poor tenant farmer, held the lucky number, but was told his ticket was unauthorized because Negroes were not eligible to attend the dance where the drawing was held. The Kiwanis gave his dollar back. The incident kicked up such protests that one Kiwanis group demanded that the Ahoskie's club charter be revoked. And the New York newspaper PM started a Cadillac for Jones fund, and contributions were pouring in when the group did its about face. And those some of the day's top news stories as reported in the newspapers of Thursday, July 17th, 1947, on your radio, the Prime Club, Death Deals a Diamond, the conclusion you'll hear next on this Sunday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We haven't had Sam Spade on ever. So now an episode of Sam Spade on Monday's Classic Radio Theater from 74 years ago, July 18th, 1948. The missing news hawk caper. Spade hired to find a reporter named Ray McCulley. Spade finds him all right. Stabbed to death. Howard Duff as Sam Spade on Monday's Classic Radio Theater. Now the conclusion of The Crime Club. 75 years ago, July 17th, 1947. Death deals a diamond.
Hello?
Myra, was that Mr. Hampton who answered the phone?
Yes.
What's he doing in Sam's apartment?
I brought him here. Why?
I distinctly remember asking you to keep him in Sam's office.
And I distinctly remember changing my mind.
Perhaps you'll learn that I don't like to have my orders countermanded, Miss Keats.
Perhaps I will, Mr. Randy, but not tonight.
Oh, I see. Will you tell Mr. Lawless that if he wants to do business with me, he'll have to get rid of you. Do you understand? He gets rid of you, or I get rid of him.
Do you hear that, Hal?
I heard it.
Didn't even ask for Sam.
Maybe he didn't throw him the right cue.
What?
There's nothing like a prearranged argument to make the case more binding.
5 years in prison have done things to your mind, haven't they?
Doesn't trust anybody.
All right. Then I'll prove to you I had nothing to do with Sam's death or with Randy's phone call.
I wonder what you'd look like without a gun.
I'm going to see Randy with it. When I'm through with him, you'll be calling me lovey-dovey.
Long distance.
Don't kid yourself. And, Hal, don't try to use that phone to tip off Randy. I'm going to pay him a visit.
Well, to tell you the truth...
He's been disconnected.
You're powerful, honey. But how are you going to keep me here without a key?
I have that, too. And don't ask me where I got it. A gentleman never does. Goodbye, darling.
Myra, don't be a fool. I believe you. Myra, I believe you. Now, let me out. Baby, I don't want you to do anything I'll be sorry for. Yoo-hoo.
Listen, mister, are you trying to flirt with me?
Got any objections?
What'll the neighbors think?
I tell them it's just an across-the-courtship.
Oh, a comedian.
Now, wait a minute. Don't pull that window down.
Why not? You got something better to offer?
What's your name?
Cookie. And I ain't even taking the trouble to ask you yours.
It's Hal Hampton, Cookie, and I'm in trouble.
Natch? A fellow that you who's tonight's girls across the court.
Cookie, wouldn't you like to help me out of a fix?
Oh, so now it comes to a proposition. I guess all you men are alike.
No, please. I really need help.
Yeah? Of the nature of what kind?
Now, look, I'm trapped in this apartment, see? Will you help me?
Oh, all right. What must I do that will not compromise me with my reputation?
Come to this apartment and bring a hairpin with you.
A hairpin? What for?
So you can pass it through the keyhole, and I'll use it to unlock the door.
Is that all you want me to do?
One thing at a time, baby. After I'm out, I promise to pay you a visit in person.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say that in the first place? Tall, handsome, and mysterious. I'll be right over. Imagine opening a door with a hairpin. Honest, Mr. Hanson, I'll never get over it.
Well, you keep thinking about it, Cookie, while I use your phone, huh?
I read about such things in books, but I... Excuse me, mister. You got ideas about calling another girl?
Oh, no. I wouldn't do a thing like that to you, baby.
And you're a gentleman. Because after all, if it wasn't for me and
now,
my
hold
dad...
Hold it, baby, will you?
Hello. Randy's Jewelry Store.
Who is this?
Mr. Brown, sir. Is there anything I can do?
This is Hal Hampton. Let me talk to
Mr. Mr. Hampton. Would you like to speak to Mr. Randy?
Yeah.
Well, he was here only a few minutes ago. He went out with Miss Keats.
Oh, where to?
He mentioned his apartment, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay, meet me there right away.
But what should I do with this store?
I'll tell you some other time. Randy needs you at his apartment.
Really? He said nothing to me.
How could he, Brownie? He didn't know he was going to be set up for a murder. Now get there as fast as you can.
Are you going, Mr. Hanson?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'll have to, Cookie. Do you mind?
Well, I was sort of building myself up. I thought you were going to, you know.
Well, not quite, baby. But I'll be back someday, and then you and I will get together.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. And you can draw me a nice big diagram.
Mr. Hampton.
Oh, Brownie, you got here in record time.
Your message was so full of foreboding. I had to rush.
All right. Take a minute to catch your breath.
Oh, no. Mr. Randy's in danger. We must get to him immediately.
Well, you're strictly loyal, aren't you?
I've been associated with him for 20 years, and I've been very happy.
Is that why you lied about my having been at the store?
Mr. Hampton, you tricked me. You said Mr. Randy's life was in danger.
So I did. Oh, the boss doesn't answer, and the door's locked. How's your shoulder, Brownie?
Yeah, except for a little rheumatism now and then. I never complain.
Well, you're going to help me break down this door.
Break it down? Oh, no, Mr. Hampton, I couldn't do that.
Well, don't tell me you've got scruples, old man. Come on, now.
Oh, Mr. Randy will never forgive me.
Once more, Brownie.
Well, you've done it, Mr. Hampton. But Mr. Randy should never speak to you about it.
I don't think he will, Brownie.
Oh, please don't mention that. Mr. Randy, on the floor.
Uh-huh. With a bullseye in his chest.
Oh, good heavens, is he?
Yes, Brownie, he is.
Please, Mr. Hampton, I'm afraid I'm going to faint.
Stop it, Brownie, don't pass out now.
I've never seen a dead man before. One who'd been shot. Well, look, Mr. Hampton, he's still holding the gun. Do you think it was suicide?
Maybe. There's a note on the table, that's what it says.
I don't know why Mr. Randy should have committed suicide. He was leading such a full life.
Typewritten note, Brownie. Listen, it's addressed to the police. It'll be discovered that 500,000 in diamonds have disappeared from my store. This theft was arranged between Sam Lawless and myself for the purpose of defrauding the insurance company. I entrusted the diamonds to Mr. Lawless' keeping, but he deceived me. Now I'm left with nothing. There's no other course for me to take. What do you think, Brown?
Well, I can't believe it, Mr. Hampton. He was my employer for 20 years.
The note's a phony, pal.
What?
Randy was murdered.
Oh, no.
The safety catch is on this gun.
He's on? But what does that mean?
A man can't kill himself and then put the safety catch on.
I don't quite understand.
Somebody's a child of habit, Ronnie. Well, there's only one thing to do. How would you like to play detective? Sit down, Brownie, and I'll tell you exactly what to do and where to begin.
Oh, thank you. This is Mr. Brown.
Is that my fault?
Mr. Randy's assistant.
Oh, what do you want?
I think you and I should meet someplace for a very long talk, Miss Keats.
Why, Mr. Brown? Have you been taking lessons?
I've just come from Mr. Randy's apartment.
Uh-huh.
I was very much surprised to find Mr. Randy's body there and a suicide note.
What? What are you talking about?
I took the suicide note. You see, Miss Keats, I don't want the police to be misled by it. Mr. Randy did not commit suicide.
Now, wait a minute, Brown. I've got a little catching up to do.
You shot and killed my employer, and I'm prepared to tell the police why.
What is this, cutie? A holdup?
I happen to know that you and Mr. Randy planned the disappearance of those diamonds, and that Mr. Randy entrusted them to you for safekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Until Mr. Hampton had been forced to confess and had been sent to prison.
Who gave you all this valuable information, Brown?
Mr. Randy had a weakness for keeping memoranda about his deals. The frailty of human nature, you know. He was not a very trusting soul.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, for a consideration of half the diamonds, I'll turn over the memorandum to you and replace the suicide note.
You name the place and the time, Mr. Brown.
Mr. Randy's office at 11:30 sharp and bring my share of the diamonds.
All right, Angel. I'll try not to keep you waiting.
It's 12 o'clock, Mr. Hampton. Midnight.
Oh, are you sure you told her everything?
Exactly as you laid it out for me. I did not rearrange one word.
Okay. All we can do is wait.
Well, suppose she doesn't come.
Shh. Shut the front door.
Yes.
And she's here. I'll remember to be tough.
I'll do the best I can, Mr. Hampton.
I'll be behind those drapes, listening to every word.
Oh, I hope my courage doesn't fail me. Oh, Miss Keats.
All right, Brown.
May I see the diamonds, please?
Wouldn't you rather look at this?
A gun.
Surprise?
You're going to kill me. Oh, I should have known that I couldn't trust a murderer.
Let me see that suicide note and that memorandum.
Why, I haven't got them with me.
Brownie, you did a lot of talking on the phone. I'm going to give you exactly 1 minute to prove what you said.
Those papers are at my home. Now, if you'll come with me.
Oh, you must have been a cute baby, Brown.
I'm not as cute as you were, I bet.
Huh?
Don't turn around, Myra. I'm loaded, too.
Why, you double-crossing little weasel.
Just put the gun on the table and don't call my friend any names. Thanks, honey. You know, this is the nicest present I've had since I met you.
Why, you didn't have a gun at all.
I have one now, baby.
You dirty double...
Don't be so beautiful. You just learned something. Hindsight isn't always better than foresight. Ah, should we talk now?
You're a heel. Well, I've been chasing all over town looking for you. You've been busy with a double cross.
Brownie tells me you've been chasing around with Randy.
What?
You came here to get him, didn't you?
Well, yes, but he never gave me the chance.
That's so?
You went to Mr. Randy's apartment with him, Miss Keats. I saw you leave.
But you also saw Randy come back, didn't you, Brownie?
I did not.
Listen, Hal, this guy's lying. When Randy and I got outside, there was a cop in front of the store. Randy didn't say anything to him about my gun, but he ducked back into the store. And that was the last I saw of him.
Shall we believe it, Brownie?
Of course not. But she's as guilty as... Well, she's just too guilty for words.
You two make quite a team, don't you? Two pitchers and one catcher.
Oh, why don't you be sensible, Miss Keats? We know you're guilty. You have the jewels. And you committed two murders to keep them. You can't possibly get away.
He's right, Mara. He's never been so right in his life. Yeah. Take a look at the suicide note. You see what I mean.
And you had it all the time.
Read it, honey.
Yeah. It will be discovered that... Now, this note mentions Sam.
Mm-hmm. And now, Brownie, tell her that Randy never kept a memorandum about his crooked deals. And tell her why.
Well, that part of it, Mr. Hampton, was your suggestion.
Sure. Where else would it come from? Hal, if I only had that gun now for 1 second...
You'd commit murder, baby, and that'd be very foolish. Because then, Brownie wouldn't get lonesome in a death house.
What? What did you say, Mr. Hampton?
Let me break it down for you. You killed Sam Lawless and Mr. Randy.
Hal, you mean he... Him?
Yes, darling, he. And all he wanted was to keep the diamonds Randy let him hold for a while.
Now, look here, Mr. Hampton. Perhaps you don't realize what you're saying.
You were the trusted employee, the man who could take orders. Now, shall we go to your apartment and see if it sparkles?
Very well. If you must be convinced.
Get your hand out of your pocket, Mr. Brown.
With this.
Hal, you shot him.
Only in the gun hand, baby. From now on and until death do him part, his aim won't be so good.
So, Brownie had those diamonds after all. Just as you said.
Were you doubtful, Myra?
Well, to tell you the truth, Hal, I... But why did he kill Sam?
To frame you.
Me? I thought you were it.
I was. Until Brownie heard Sam accuse you, remember? In Sam's office while I was in the other room, unconscious.
But how...
Now, don't argue with me. It's in his confession. Randy sent him back with a message, and he listened at the door.
Wow.
So did I.
What?
I wasn't quite as unconscious as you and Sam thought.
Oh, and you heard Sam accuse me of palming that stone, the one I found in your chest of drawers.
And I believed him, but I know better now.
Yes?
That's a Brownie's confession, too. He came while I was out.
He knew his way around, didn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't know when to stop talking. He should never have mentioned two murders.
But there were two, Hal.
Mm-hmm. But he only knew about one. That is, he should have known only about one.
Well, didn't you tell him about Sam?
No. Did you?
Oh, not a word. Hal.
Hmm?
You were once a pretty famous diamond thief.
So?
Do you think you'll ever go back to it?
Oh, no, dear. Not after I spent 5 years in prison breaking stones.
Hal.
Yeah?
I'm so glad I met you tonight.
Oh. Prove it.
Hmm?
Prove it. If you know what I mean. And I do hope you do.
And so closes tonight's story, Death Deals a Diamond. Stedman Coles wrote the radio script. Roger Bauer produced and directed. Larry Haynes played the part of Hal Hampton. Charlotte Lawrence was Myra Keats. Maurice Franklin was Brown. King Calder was heard as Sam Lawless. Reese Taylor played Randy. And Joan Tompkins was Cookie. Oh, I beg your pardon. Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I'm the librarian. Yes, come over a week from tonight. Good. We have a very unusual story of a circus lion that was trained for murder. It's called Serenade Macabre. In the meantime? Well, in the meantime, there's a new Crime Club book available this week and every week at bookstores everywhere. Yes, it's available now. Fine. And we'll look for you next week.
This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
July 17th, 1947, The Crime Club, here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Please thank this station and support their advertisers. It's their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you each and every time you roll around here on your favorite station. If you miss a day, you don't have to miss a show. Just go to my webpage, classicradio.stream, where you can stream our shows on demand. You can learn more about building a classic radio collection of your own. We've got a whole list of places where you can download our shows from. You can also find all of our social media links. Some of you just found them and added us over the Independence Day weekend. And you can also buy me a copy if you like what we do here. It would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank this station. Support their advertisers. Have a great week ahead. Tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.